program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jen Rogers for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is All About Pets. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Catster.com and Dogster Magazine. We'll start today's program with an article by Jackie Brown titled, Five New Feline Life Stages. The American Association of Feline Practitioners and the American Animal Hospital Association recently released new guidelines for defining cat life stages, as recommended by a task force of feline medical experts. The guidelines help veterinarians tailor specific health care plans for cats depending on their biological and lifestyle needs. The newly defined feline life stages are as follows. 1. Kitten, birth up to 1 year. 2. Young adult, 1 to 6 years. 3. Mature adult, 7 to 10 years. 4. Senior, 10 years and older. 5. End of life, any age. That was a quick one, and now we'll move on to Easy Fixes for Common Stains and Messes by Kate Benjamin. Cats are quite clean, but if you live with one, you know they can be untidy creatures. Cats leave a unique assortment of stains and messes around our homes that require constant cleaning, but here's how to keep things nice and neat. Cat hair everywhere. That luxurious soft fur we love so much isn't so nice when it's all over our house. One tip for controlling the fur is to place cat beds, mats, or blankets where your cats like to lounge. These items can be easily tossed into the wash along with deposited fur. For removing cat fur from a furniture, rather than using a sticky tape lint roller, which can get expensive and create waste, instead try lightly misting the area with water and using a rag or traditional lint brush to wipe the fur away. Rubber gloves also work well to pick up fur, especially in cracks or crevices like in between cushions. Of course, brushing your cat regularly can help reduce the amount of fur that accumulates in your home. My right stuff. Here are some of my favorite keeping it clean tools. Fission. If you're not into do-it-yourself cleaning products, Fission is a fantastic, easy-to-use, safe cleaning product that removes stains and odors. Rescue. For added disinfecting, try Rescue. Used at animal shelters and veterinary offices, this is a powerful but very safe product for use around pets. BioClean. I love other cleaners, especially the Backout Enzyme Cleaner. They're all lightly scented with essential oils and do not contain any harsh chemicals. O-Cedar Pro Mist Max Microfiber Spray Mop. It's an easy mop to fill with water and vinegar for safe cleaning. OXO Fur Lifter. A new take on a traditional lint brush that is effective and easy to use. Dyson Cordless Vacuums. I can't live without my Dyson, so easy for quick cleanup. Really Tough Odors. Sprinkle crushed zeolite on the area, let it sit overnight, and then vacuum. The natural mineral is non-toxic and neutralizes odors almost immediately. Helpful hints. Get zeolite granules and not powder for less dust. It's also great for sprinkling in the litter box, which you can buy on Amazon. Icky Sticky Messes. In addition to cleaning up cat fur, all cat owners are familiar with the messier messes, including hairballs, vomit, and potty accidents. These require a little more effort for cleaning and removal, but don't worry, the solutions are simple. Use pet-safe cleaning products in your home, avoiding harsh chemicals and synthetic fragrances. It's healthy for you and your cat. There are some simple DIY cleaning products that work wonders on cat messes. No need to spend a fortune on fancy cleaning products. Just use basic ingredients that are both safe and inexpensive. Here are some things to keep on hand. Distilled white vinegar, baking soda, liquid dish soap, hydrogen peroxide, enzyme cleaner, rags or paper towels, soft bristle brush, and a spray bottle. For basic stains like vomit or a hairball, start by picking up as much of the mess as you can with a paper towel or rag. Blot the area to remove as much moisture as possible. If the stain is on carpet or fabric, sprinkle the area with baking soda and let it sit for about an hour to absorb the moisture. Next, in a small spray bottle, mix a 50-50 solution of vinegar and water and spray the area, which will cause the baking soda to fizz. Wipe away the baking soda and continue to spray and blot the stain until it's gone. For urine stains, we need a little more power. Again, absorb as much of the urine as possible with a paper towel or rag and sprinkle with baking soda. Let it sit for about 15 minutes and then pour straight vinegar on the area. After it fizzes, blot the area with a rag. To tackle the odor, mix a half a cup of 3% hydrogen peroxide with 2 cups of water and a teaspoon of plain liquid dish soap in a clean spray bottle. It's a good idea to test this mixture on an inconspicuous part of the carpet or fabric first to make sure it won't discolor. Spray the stained area with the hydrogen peroxide mixer using a soft bristled brush to work into the carpet or fabric. Allow it to dry. In order to prevent the odor from returning, once dry, saturate the cleaner with an enzyme cleaner and let it dry completely, which could take a day or two. Once dry, vacuum thoroughly and repeat enzyme treatment if the odor remains, leaving their mark. Cats rub their cheeks against the corner of walls and furniture to leave their scent and mark territory, which leaves a grimy mess. Fill a spray bottle with 50-50 water and vinegar plus a teaspoon of liquid soap to clean up those messy marks. Cleaning up after your cats can be pretty quick and easy. Apply these feline cleaning fundamentals with a little bit of planning and the right tools. Your home and your cats will appreciate getting the cleaning love they deserve, and your visitors will say, "You've got cats?" So now we'll move on to a lifestyle article called A Feline Utopia by Sandy Robbins. A utopia is defined as an imagined place in which everything is perfect. So can you imagine just how idyllic utopia would be if it included cats? Meet Jason Gluck, the man who created such a reality in Cattopia. A gorgeous, imaginative, magical, no apology for the string of adjectives, state-of-the-art feline adoption center in Jupiter, Florida. The cats who live here, albeit temporary, have no idea they are homeless. I have a passion for all things furry and dedicate my time to exposing others to the gift of love that one receives when connecting with animals, explains Jason, co-chairman of the Furry Friends Adoption Clinic and Ranch that for the past 40 years has run a 27-acre rescue center and animal sanctuary in Palm City, Florida. Recently, it opened Cattopia at its second 15,000-square-foot location in Jupiter. The building also features the Pups and Cups Cafe in full view of Cattopia, where both people and pooches are welcome to have a cappuccino and a selection of light menu items and enjoy the feline antics. There's also a state-of-the-art veterinary clinic that serves the local community. My ultimate goal in designing and building Cattopia was to provide a forward-thinking vision to cage-free living, a respite, and I hope the future model for rescue housing, Jason explains. When visitors tell us how lucky these animals are to be living in Cattopia, I know we've done our job. Cattopia's inspiration. Jason's background is in the entertainment and digital management. He led the team that developed the Disney Channel original series, Hannah Montana, which made Miley Cyrus a star. He lives on his own private animal sanctuary where, interestingly, no cats are allowed. It's home to my family of dogs, lemurs, a kangaroo, a zebra, a horse, a cow, pigs, and my fiance, Gabriella, he says. My family of animals are here to live their lives out in peace and serenity. I don't have cats on the property due to the possible exposure to toxoplasmosis, which could be fatal to both the lemurs and my kangaroo. That's where Cattopia comes in. It fulfills my inner feline love. Jason said he was inspired by home design innovations in Japan, where space is usually quite limited. Also in Japan and Korea, cat cafes are usually hip and sophisticated spaces where visitors can watch and interact with cats in spaces painstakingly designed for their enrichment, Jason says. Cats' native instincts and curiosity are fueled by discovery. Jason says further inspiration for this two-story loft-styled feline experience came from mid-century interior designers like Ray and Charles Ames, Werner Panton, Eero Saarinen, and furniture manufacturers Herman Miller and Knoll, who focused on designing spaces that were easy to maintain using natural and hard surfaces. This helps modern cat parents make cleaning simple and keeps the cats safe from diseases. Everything I've created is something a cat parent can do in their home, too, by taking a wall and giving their cat vertical space, Jason says. Fun and games. Speaking of vertical spaces, the cats, there are about 40 at any given time, enjoy access to a 15-foot cat tall cat tree that extends into another 10 feet of custom-designed vertical living spaces. We have a plethora of enrichment and resting spaces, even modern spaceship chairs that rotate 360 degrees around for the cats to keep an eye on all the fun, Jason says. The Cat Arcade is where you can check out all the cool cats and kittens gaming. It offers wall-mounted interactive games designed to entertain, train, and enrich. Best of all, doesn't require any quarters. After all the cats head to the disco with laser shows for late-night entertainment. Cats are crepuscular, meaning they're most active at dawn and dusk, so the cat arcade keeps them active, engaged, and social. And there's more. The 24/7 live cams are designed for cat lovers from all over the world to enjoy multiple angles in Cattopia. The antics can be watched on furryfriendsadoption.org. Jason's vision is destined to be a trendsetter in the world of animal rescue and welfare. There are more initiatives and ideas in the planning stages. For now, let the photographs take over and do justice to this unique, original, and simply spectacular adoption center. Again, no apology for another string of adjectives. Cattopia has earned every single one of them. Hashtag pause for this cause. What can you do? 1. Donate or volunteer. Furry Friends Adoption Clinic and Ranch is the Humane Society of Greater Jupiter, Tequesta, Florida, a nonprofit, no-kill facility whose mission is to rescue, rehab, and rehome cats and dogs in need. 2. Be a copycat. Jason Gluck and his team are also planning to create and distribute no-cost animal care, education, and other outreach materials to further their reach and inspire other organizations, as well as cat lovers of all walks of life, to provide the best care and enrichment for animals. So reach out to them for their materials and lobby your own local humane society. Now we'll move on to Dogster Magazine, and we'll start with an article titled Go Green This Holiday by Arden Moore. As the end of the year holidays approach, you may be inspired to create lots of edible goodies from your kitchen as your loyal dog watches intently. No need to make your dog green with envy. Why not fortify him with treating him to some healthy green foods? Not all green food colors are safe for your canine chums. That's why Dogster reached out to two leading veterinarians to identify safe greens and dangerous ones. Stepping up to the food plate with answers are Dr. Justine Lee of Twin Cities, Minnesota, the country's only board-certified veterinary specialist in both toxicology and emergency critical care medicine. Also offering advice is Dr. Lindsay Bullen, a board-certified veterinary nutritionist who practices at the Blue Pearl Veterinary Hospital in Cary, North Carolina. Both experts are on a mission to ensure your dog spends the holidays happily at your home and not inside a veterinary emergency clinic. I definitely see more dogs coming to our ER over the holidays, says Dr. Lee, who is also chief executive officer of Vet Girl and hosts the ER Vet Show each week on Pet Life Radio. She also points out that in Top Toxins of 2020 report released by the Animal Poison Control Center, human foods unsafe for dogs ranked third, only behind over-counter medications and human prescription medications. Good greens. This list of dog-safe green foods gets the healthy green light because these foods are loaded with vitamins, minerals, and fiber. You can find these in dog foods, or you can feed a small amount as a treat. Green beans, spinach, kale, celery, broccoli, cucumber, seaweed, spirulina. Another perk of dishing up is that they are low in calories and help dogs feel full and not pack on the pounds during the holidays. Some dogs enjoy munching on raw, clean green veggies, making this safe list, especially green beans. If your dog takes a pass, Dr. Bullen recommends that you try steaming these greens and allowing them to cool before adding them as toppers to your dog's meal. If possible, purchase organically grown vegetables to ensure no pesticides or chemicals were added during the process. As much as you may enjoy butter, olive oil, and spices added to your greens, serve them plain to your dog to avoid any issues like upset stomach, vomiting, or diarrhea. Cautions for these greens. What human green food should never be given to dogs? Green grapes. In fact, all hues of grapes and raisins. These sugar-packed fruits can cause acute kidney issues if ingested by dogs. Additionally, grapes can cause choking and may block a dog's airway, causing him to stop breathing and collapse. Here are a couple of green foods that are not toxic, but certainly not 100% safe for dogs. Avocados. Dr. Lee clarifies that avocados are not poisonous to dogs, but are deadly to birds and livestock due to a fungicidal called persin. Dogs seem to be more resistant to persin than birds and livestock. If your dog eats a whole bowl of guacamole, he might have an upset stomach. The bigger danger is the pit can get stuck in the stomach and intestines and definitely put a dog in danger. Dr. Bullen adds, avocados have wonderful nutritional properties and are good sources of fat, but my concern is the slippery pit. I err on the side of caution and do not feed avocados to my dog, Heidi. Raw asparagus. A dog may incur mild gastrointestinal distress if he eats a lot of these green sprigs. Another negative, much of the nutrients are lost when you cook asparagus. And don't forget, anyone or any dog who eats asparagus produces urine with a pungent odor. How much safe greens should you give your dog at the holidays or any other time of the year? To play it safe, make sure it's less than 10% of the dog's diet, so it reduces the risk of gastrointestinal distress, Dr. Boland says. Dr. Lee's parting advice. Pre-program your cell phone with the phone numbers for your local veterinary clinic, the nearest veterinary emergency hospital, and the ASPCA Poison Control Hotline, 888-426-4435 and aspca.org/pet-care/animal-poison-control. In a pet emergency, minutes count, she says. Always call ahead so the vet team can be ready when you arrive with your dog. Some parting facts about holiday foliage safety facts. Green and red are definitely the go-to colors during the holidays, but which holiday plants are safe to mingle with your dog? For other pets, check ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center. Dr. Lee assesses these popular holiday decorations. Poinsettias. Dr. Lee says they are not poisonous to dogs. The milky sap when you break open a leaf may cause a little bit of irritation if ingested, but it is not going to be a big deal. Mistletoe. It can be potentially poisonous, but rarely results in any heart arrhythmias. If ingested, it can cause vomiting and diarrhea. Fortunately, mistletoe is usually hanging up high and out of reach of dogs. In my 25 years of practice, I've never seen a dog poisoned from it. Holly. Holly is pointy and spiky, making it not very attractive to dogs or cats. It can cause mild vomiting and diarrhea if eaten, but is not a plant dogs want to eat. Christmas cactus. I have one in my house. It's very soft, succulent, and it's very beautiful. At best, it may cause vomiting and diarrhea if eaten by a dog, but it is not poisonous. Christmas tree. Evergreens are prickly, so pets rarely try to eat or chew them. As for the water at the bowl at the bottom of a real tree, it's not a big deal. Just keep your Christmas tree well hydrated and block your dog from drinking out of it by placing aluminum foil over the bowl to cover it. Pine needles. Can puncture or irritate your dog's stomach if swallowed, so prevent your dog from nosing around the tree and lowering temptation by not placing any wrapped food gifts under the tree for your dog to smell and try to eat. However, more dangerous is tinsel hanging on the tree. Dr. Lee strongly encourages you to decorate sans the shimmering decoration. No tinsel should be on trees in dog and cat households because the risk of them swallowing this linear foreign body. Continuing with our holiday theme, 9 festivities for Fido that give back. It's the most wonderful time of year to celebrate with your furry best friend by Rachel Phelps. Deck the halls with bones and holly, fa la 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 la. No one wants to leave her doggy family member at home while attending holiday events. Now you don't have to. This list of festive events have something for every dog, from the outdoorsy type to the pampered pup. What's even better than these fun activities, like a Christmas light trail, pet expos, cookie walks, and holiday glamour photos, also support dogs and their local communities. So pull out your ugly Christmas sweater, your dog's reindeer ears, and head out to spread some holiday cheer. 1. Holiday photos in Owensboro, Kentucky. Every good dog owner needs to have the perfect holiday pet photo, and Sparky, Saving Paws Animal Rescue of Kentucky, takes that up a notch with a professional pet holiday portraits. Every December, Sparky partners with national award-winning Dream Copy Photography to create over-the-top magical sets fit for a doggy supermodel. The best part, besides having the perfect photo for your social media, is that all proceeds go to help animals in need. Dates and details at sparkyrescue.com. 2. Home for the Holidays National. The Helen Woodward Center, in partnership with over 4,000 pet adoption agencies and Blue Buffalo Dog Food, wants to encourage people to choose adoption this holiday season. Last year's 3-month-long event had over 1.3 million animals adopted. They hope to beat that number this year, so even more animals are truly home for the holidays with their new families. Many participating rescue groups plan fun holiday adoption events in their city. Dates and details at home4theholidays.org. 3. Cookie Walk in Easton, Maryland. Who wouldn't like eating a box of delicious homemade holiday cookies while supporting animals in need? Over 40 Talbot Humane volunteers bake dozens of their favorite festive holiday cookies each year and donate them to raise funds for animals in need on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Typically, tables were lined with boxes of cookies, and shoppers were able to create their own custom box with their favorites. However, due to COVID, now all cookies are pre-boxed and ready to be picked up at the local farmer's market. Dates and details at talbothumane.org or call 410-822-0107. Note, Due to the ever-changing state and local COVID requirements, please make sure to contact the host organization before hitting the road, or you may have a disappointed pup if the event is postponed or canceled. 4. Novi Pet Expo in Novi, Michigan. This ultimate pet-friendly expo is held annually in Novi, just outside of Detroit, Michigan. This family fun event is a celebration of all furry, feathered, and finned family members. The expo features over 30 pet rescues with a wide variety of adoptable pets from across the region. There are many vendors with booths stocked full of holiday gifts, so you have no excuse to not have something under the tree this year for your dog. Pet Expo admission is also discounted with a donation of pet food and pet supplies that are given to area rescues. Dates and details, novipetexpo.com. 5. Enchanted Garden of Lights at Rock City, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Your pup might say, aroo and ah, right along with you with this spectacular display of colorful lights and a unique night walking stroll. Rock City has transformed into a magical wonderland with 30 holiday scenes and over a million lights. Just make sure your dog is leashed and well-behaved. Also, don't forget to take your pup's photos with Santa at the Christmas shops. Dates, details, and to purchase tickets, available online only, crockcity.com/lights. 6. Deck the Paws Parade in San Antonio, Texas. Dress up your furry family member in their best holiday attire and join this unique parade which supports the San Antonio Botanical Garden. Start planning now for the costume contest because there will be stiff competition for the best overall holiday costume, as well as the dog and owner matching costume. There are also pet vendors set up so you can buy any last-minute holiday gifts. Dates and details at sabit.org/events/deck-the-paws-parade. 7. Feliz Navidad Open House in La Misión, Mexico. Who says dogs can't have holiday fun south of the border? Shorty's Rescue, a pit bull rescue located just south of San Diego, California, combines Mexican holiday traditions with helping the area. The town's residents stop by their community pet store and pet food bank to drink Mexican hot chocolate and munch on holiday cookies. The kids also take a swing at the holiday piñata that's full of dog treats for the adoptable pit bulls. Dates and details at shortyrescue.org. 8. Canine Christmas Doggy Slumber Party Weekend in Manchester, Vermont. Even dogs want a weekend away. The Wilburton Resort has gone to the dogs with a special holiday slumber party. Weekend kicks off on Friday with a welcome party and a canine ugly sweater fashion parade. You can't have a proper slumber party without snacks. At check-in, each pup receives Wagatha's treats made in Manchester, Vermont. The weekend wraps up on Saturday evening with a fireside PJ party sing-along, or should we say howl-along? Dates and details at wilburtoninn.com/pet-events. 9. San Francisco SPA and Macy's Holiday Windows. It's that time of year again to join the San Francisco SPCA for the 35th annual Holiday Windows event at Macy's Union Square. Over the years, this holiday tradition has helped more than 10,000 homeless animals find their forever homes. In addition, donations are raised to support the San Francisco SPCA's year-round life-saving work. Dates and details at this year's event are at spca.org/holiday. No matter what holiday event you choose, these top picks are sure to help you, your family, and even your dog get into the holiday spirit. Next, we'll take an article from Bark Out Loud for the Love of Dogs on the 12th Fail of Christmas by Elise Rothrock. My German shepherds, Fritz and Mina, love the holidays. While they're very intuitive and sensitive, absorbing and reflecting the extra gaiety and joy of the season, they've also been known to land on Santa's naughty list. Here are some of my dog's Christmas capers and some shared by friends, neighbors, and family that might sound all too familiar. 1. Countdown to a vet visit. When my first German Shepherd, Greta, was an 18-month-old puppy, she discovered and ate 23 days' worth of Advent chocolate from 2 Advent calendars. No dashing through the snow on a sleigh for her that night, but rather a quick dash to the vet in the pouring rain. 2. Holiday tire optional. My childhood dogs, Smokey and Laddie, were a canine Abbott and Costello duo. The first year my family bought matching holiday sweaters sporting a very cute snowman was also the last. The morning after their first wear, we discovered the last tear. Laddie had pulled Smokey's sweater off of him and ripped it to shreds before going to do the same to his own. The proof of the guilty party was in the poop. 3. Tree ornaments equal treats. There's a three-panel memes familiar to shepherd owners. Panel one shows an adorable puppy. Panel two shows a scary velociraptor. And panel three shows a calm adult dog. My girl Mina was the embodiment of this when she was a terrible teenager. During her first Christmas with us, she ate all of the fabric ornaments off the bottom third of the Christmas tree. 4. Rainbow Hanukkah. During our first Hanukkah in our neighborhood, Emily and Joshua's bouncing baby boxer named Chad, who is now a subdued mature adult, ate 6 of 9 menorah candles that all happened to be different colors. It all came out okay in the end, though. 5. Snowman's Gotta Go. Girlfriend Mary's Doberman Pinscher hated the blow of snowman in her front yard. Hated it. Barked and growled at it constantly. After one fateful trip to the grocery store while she was unloading bags from her car and through the front door, Charger blasted past her, tackled the snowman, and flat out killed the sucker. Salvage was not an option. 6. Roasty Beast Binge. Teddy, owned by my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, was a big sweet pushover with a passion for Grand Theft food. One Christmas Eve, while guests were chatting in the dining room, she stealthily stole an entire roast beef from a serving platter in the kitchen, cuddled up to it underneath the coffee table, and proceeded to consume it all. 7. Stealing Santa's cookies. My Aunt Marlene's terrier, Sam, was grumpy. He just was. Even after eating an entire plate of holiday cookies meant for Santa. But this furry Grinch's plan to foil Christmas failed. It still came, of course. 8. Potty Party Foul. My friend Melissa loves to tell the tale about how her pup Tampa Bay pooped on her mother's white carpet in front of the hors d'oeuvres. Grandma wasn't run over by a reindeer, but she sure was bowled over by this party foul. 9. All gifts were for me. You knew this one was coming. How many dogs have done this? We all know one. My brother's dog, Ted the Bernese Mountain Dog, just couldn't wait for Christmas morning the year he came to live with my older sibling. Ted promptly ripped to shreds every scrap of wrapping paper adorning at least a dozen packages that had been placed under the tree at approximately 10 p.m. 10. But I wanted to shepherd the sheep. Finn, another friend's Australian shepherd, wanted to get up close and personal to the cast of characters, human and animal, in his family's nativity scene, and herd them all right into the living room shelf and straight into his mouth. 11. Lights that look like candy. I can understand a dog's attraction to illuminated Christmas or Hanukkah lights. They're bright, sparkly, and mesmerizing. So they must be delicious. Enter Hank, my cousin's Irish setter, who was not known for his smarts. One Christmas, Hank must have been feeling bored and hungry because he ate or destroyed most of the roll of unplugged white lights. 12. No elf zone. I'm no fan of the elf on the shelf phenomenon, and neither is Jasper, a friend of mine's Great Dane. To Jasper, the elf is nothing more than a creepy interloper who has no place in his mom's home. Sometimes after my friend carefully strategized and arranged the elf for the first time, the kids discovered the next morning and went to bed, Jasper gingerly took the offending elf from an intricate display and beheaded him. He didn't consume any part of it, just separated the elf's head from its body. There you go. We've run out of time for today's episode of All About Pets. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jen Rogers, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. All About Pets is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.